The Saints wrap up the schedule of open practices and a lot of news on this Tuesday. Hi again, everybody. Welcome into the New Orleans Saints Afternoon Wrap with John DeShazer. I'm Sean Kelly. There was a lot of things to talk about after a good 2.5-plus-hour practice today. Even when practice wrapped up today, a lot of the position groups stayed on the field and got a lot of extra work. It was warm today, but the breeze was nice. There was some cloud cover, so maybe that allowed for some guys to have a little extra in the tank by the time it all wrapped up. But let's start with the headlines of the day, John. Obviously, today is the cut down to 75. The Saints have already made their moves prior to the 3 o'clock deadline, and that weighs heavy, it seems, on everybody involved as you're looking forward to the regular season, but still you have this matter at hand.
Well, you have guys who have been released who were around this team all through OTA. Some of these guys were in the team last year. Your Kevin Reddick, your Rufus Johnsons, and also your Victor Butler. So it's always difficult to part ways with those guys who've been around.
All right, this latest round of cuts, of course, is available at NewOrleansSaints.com. And head coach Sean Payton addressed the cuts and the process following practice today.
Every year it's difficult because, look, they've been with us, a lot of them, you know, all through the winter, spring, and mini camps. And, it's the hard thing about it. And that never changes. And, you know, you just hope they get another opportunity and have another chance.
Well, Coach yesterday gave us a preview of what today's practice would be like, and it pretty much stayed to script. A lot of Saints on Saints, as he puts it.
Yeah, exactly. They're in an improvement stage right here. You're not really game planning for the Ravens so much as you are trying to improve internally, because the Ravens, one, it's a preseason game. Two, it's an opponent you're going to have during the regular season. So how much do you really want to show, and how much do you want to invest in it? You're trying to get better internally.
One of the position battles that's still seemingly red hot is that of the kickers. And today Shane Graham and Mr. Dimke had a chance to show their wares again. There were two different competition periods that were solely focused on those two guys.
Well, the beautiful thing for both of those guys is whoever doesn't make this team, Coach Payton expects them to have a job in the NFL. Might not be in New Orleans, but there are other teams that are out there looking for kickers.
All right, so now the transition is to Baltimore. That's the preseason game on Thursday. The Saints will spend some time on the Ravens tomorrow. Before we look forward to that fourth preseason game, a little reflection time, and we got that from Champ Bailey today. Bailey now has completed his first training camp with the New Orleans Saints and talked about the culture of what this camp has been like.
I'm not sure. You know, it's hard to compare. I don't know. It's a different team. You know, the thing is, last year we weren't good enough to win it. I feel like we got some pieces here to win it, so we just got to make sure we just don't worry about looking too far ahead. Just look at what's in front of us, and the rest will take care of itself.
All right, John, so now it's on to the fourth and final preseason game against the Ravens on Thursday night at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. And while a lot of people kind of, you know, put the downer on the fourth preseason game, it's simply a really important affair for a lot of folks. Akeem Hicks and the starters probably won't play a whole lot, but Hicks certainly knows the impact of this fourth preseason game for those guys.
Very important. Yeah, very important. It's going to be a time where a lot of guys come out and they get a chance to play in some of the games that they didn't get to play in earlier in the preseason. And it's going to be important for the guys that are in there to make sure that we come out with that victory, and the guys that aren't playing that night. So
John Hicks is right. I mean, for a lot of guys, especially first and second year guys, whether they're going to make the roster and then be kind of buried on the depth chart during the regular season, or for guys still trying to make the team, this game, as Ryan Griffin put it, is their Super Bowl this Thursday.
Well, this is what these guys would be wise to remember. There are 31 other NFL teams. Mm-hmm. So you're trying to make an impression not only for the Saints, but in case you get released from the Saints, there are 31 other teams that might have a job for you if you put enough good stuff on film.
All right, and finally, on a much lighter note and a much more delightful note, I guess, congratulations to Drew and Brittany Breeze. They welcomed in their fourth child last night, a baby girl. And after practice today, Drew was all smiles about his latest experience in building his family.
So baby girl, we have the name, but it's not on the birth certificate yet, so I'm not going to say it yet. But she's 7 pounds, 7 ounces, 20 inches long, born at 7:43 last night. Britt and her are healthy, happy. Everybody's doing great. Just melted my heart to watch her born last night. Actually, got to take the snap, so to speak, and catch her on the way out. So that was that's a memory I'll have forever. But no, it's she's already got daddy wrapped around her little finger, and she's only less than 24 hours old.
I think John and I were a little surprised that Drew made it to practice today. You know, he missed yesterday, but now we all both know, if being daddies ourselves, there probably was a point where Brittany said, would you let me get some rest? Go to football practice today. And well, so it was nice to see him.
Yeah, he actually joked that had he known the baby was going to be born at 7 p.m. last night, he would have come to work yesterday and got in a little work. So, you know, Drew Brees still lighthearted about everything.
Absolutely. So we'll turn our attention now to the Ravens, and that kickoff is scheduled for 7 o'clock on Thursday at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. The Saints have a closed walkthrough tomorrow, basically, in preparation for the Ravens, and now we'll get into the regular season mode after the Thursday night game. That's our coverage for today here at NewOrleansSaints.com. Plenty more on the website, either from John DeShazer or from all the videos that were gathered after practice today. Hope you enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. Otherwise, we'll see you very soon right back here at NewOrleansSaints.com.